Mark Ford, St Union's reserve captain. You're in the Senior B final. What are your thoughts ahead of that game?
Well, it's going to be a tough game, obviously. I don't think I've ever played against Glenties. It's been an easy game. There's a big, as I says, there's going to be a big buzz down in Glenties. You know, their seniors are still in it. They're in it, like they're going to be training hard for these last couple of weeks, like, and it's going to be a very tough game. As always, Glenties, it's going to be a tough battle. Hopefully, now we'll be able to push on, maybe match, like, and Glenties bring the intensity, you know. Hopefully we'll be able to match it, maybe overcome it, and go at them then, really, just and hope for the best now, and try and win the thing again now this year.
Yeah, you were successful in last year's finals, so you're aiming for back-to-back. Has there been many changes to the team this year?
There's been a few changes now, as again last year. Last year we had a strong team. A lot of the boys pushed on this year. You know, there's a lot of them boys played senior football this year, played senior championship this year, and we've got a lot of boys coming through then from the minors. There's been, to be fair, there's about five or six main changes, you know, men coming in and freshen up the squad, like, and to be fair, like, reserve teams are there to really to help players develop into senior footballers. So again, still hopefully a strong team still there now this year.
Your seniors, unfortunately for St Union's, exited the championship at the quarter final stage, so you're carrying the black and amber flag this weekend.
Yeah, we're the only senior team now left to bring a bit of silverware into the club. The boys are obviously disappointed, like, the big effort put in this year between ourselves and the seniors, like, we were training hard all year, but unfortunately the boys went out. Gidor were excellent that night, and you have to put your hands up in the air, like, and Gidor did deserve it that night, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're facing Neve Connell in the final. Neve Connell are also in the senior final, so their supporters are going to be in early. It's going to be a tough game for you.
It is, and Neve Connell, they bring their support no matter what age, whether it's reserves, senior, underage, like, the support's always there for them, and they make some noise. It must be great for the team. Like, it's going to be a battle, like, it's going to be their 16th man, like, so we're going to have to battle between on the pitch and off it, like, we're going to have to fight against that, like, and that must be great to have that kind of support. But we'll get numbers out as well. We got numbers out last year in the final, and our own fans now, to be fair, they stepped up now, I must say, and will hopefully make a bit of noise for us.
And anyone who was at your semi-final would have seen you score a brilliant goal against Gwydor. Can we look forward to another 40 special in the final?
Hopefully, anyway, let me tell you. But don't be holding your breath. It was my first goal in about 10 years there. So if it opens up now, hopefully I'll be able to lash the left peg at one, and hopefully it'll hit the back of the net.
Well, Joe, first of all, I'm sure looking forward to the final.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's just the point of playing football is getting the final, so I'm delighted to be there at this stage now.
Yeah. Looking for a first win as well, is it?
Yeah, we've been in a few finals now. This is my third final now, myself, and we've always just felt that wee bit short, so hopefully we can change that this year now. Yeah. Finally get a one.
Played in three and haven't won yet. Is there many of the team?
There'll be a few now. There'll be two or three that have been played in the three, and the last final we got there in 2013. There'll be just good lot of players there, like, would have been part of that.
Mm. And of course, there's a good underage structure, so there's a lot of players coming through.
Well, that's it. We've all been part of them. Most, like, nearly the whole team's been part of the minors and under 21 teams that came up.
And a few seniors coming back down.
That's it.
Just remind us who's to act down.
Oh, well, Dara's back. He's great.
Dara Gallagher.
Dara Gallagher. He's great. Boost back there. He's got married at the start of the year, so that was kind of the way he's down with us. But he's unbelievable player to have playing reserve football.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then there's Cahill Ellis. He was away with the county doing the physio, and he's back with us as well. And there's a couple of boys injured came down, like Stephen Malloy and that. So we've great experience way. Boys that are used to competing and playing in them big games, we've played in five, six county finals, like, them coming down us makes it a lot more professional, you know.
And I probably have a few good minors over the last year stepping up as well.
That's
they?
It. A lot of them. Last two teams that played, there's a handful of them on it too, like, so they're starting to get a bond together now.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously, it's the two teams involved makes it a bit special.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So especially a three.
That's it. You couldn't get better than it. you couldn't wish for more than two teams playing like county finals. Like any year, like you're always just one team if you're lucky enough to get that far. But to have the two is so surreal. Like it's the buzz down the train and everything's just fantastic. Like,
and tell me, Joe, St Junan's, as you said, you played them in the group stages, yeah, didn't you? So you know each other. You played them in the league, so.
Oh, absolutely. They're great clubs. St Junan's. You look at all the stuff that they do. Like they're probably the pinnacle in Donegal. Like no doubt about it. So like if you're going to be playing for county, like if you're going to get into county final yourself, you're going to meet them before it, or you're going to be playing them in it. Like it's,
you're either going to play them or play the team that beats them anyway.
That's it. Well, normally the way it works out for us, it's them who we meet. So that's who you're expecting to play. Like you're not going to win a championship without playing Unions. It's plain and simple.